following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Millions are celebrating the year 2000. Some are very optimistic about the future of the world. Others are very pessimistic. But what does Bible prophecy say will happen in the new millennium? Will planet Earth become a desolate wasteland? Or will we live in a new utopia? What can you expect in the near future? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames describes the real millennium. Now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. The year 2000 has finally arrived. Has a new door opened up to an era of global peace and prosperity? Or will the year 2000 be a milestone to doom and destruction? You can know the answer, and the answer is found in this book. Bible prophecy tells us what lies ahead, and it tells us with absolute certainty. The Bible also describes a new millennium to come, and it's coming soon. You need to know about the real millennium described in your Bible. And let me tell you, there's exciting news, good news for planet Earth. But we also need to face the many dangers and troubles lurking on the horizon. As most of you know, the new millennium technically does not begin until the year 2001. Why? Because in counting years from B.C. to A.D., there was no year zero. So 2,000 years will not be complete until the end of the year 2000. The world celebrated the new millennium anyway. But some of the third and fourth world nations are not celebrating. They're suffering from famine, increasing disease epidemics, disruption of their infrastructure, political oppression and poverty. Is there any hope for such peoples? Will the prosperous nations save them? And what about the thriving nations of the world? Will they ever discover the way to lasting world peace? Will the new millennium produce peace and prosperity worldwide? We'll answer those questions, but let's first look at some common expectations about the new millennium. According to one poll, 80% of Americans are, quote, hopeful about life in the new millennium. But listen to these expectations. More than one-third of Americans believe the United States will be involved in a nuclear war within the next 50 years. 56% expect overpopulation will be a major problem and will conflict with available resources. The same number believe there will be a disease epidemic worse than AIDS. 64% expect the United States will be attacked by terrorists using biological or chemical weapons. Are we really prepared for these dangers, spiritually as well as physically? Regular viewers of Tomorrow's World realize that Bible prophecy foresees a great economic combine that will arise in Europe. Yes, there'll be prosperity, but will it narrow the disparity between the rich and poor nations? No, it will not. In fact, the famous four horsemen of the apocalypse described in the sixth chapter of Revelation will begin to intensify their ride, and that means increasing famine and disease epidemics. We've discussed those subjects in previous programs. The 20th century brought us the atomic age, the space age, and the information age. Even in this brief period of time, mankind has demonstrated that whatever technologies are invented, humans find a way to use their inventions not only for good, but also for destruction and evil. As the Bible so profoundly yet simply states, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Unless the very nature of human beings is fundamentally transformed, our collective behavior around the world will bring us ultimate disaster. But the good news is, the selfish governments of human beings will be replaced by the world-ruling government of God. When Jesus Christ returns to soon establish the kingdom of God here on this earth, That will be the real millennium. Now, let's briefly examine the amazing improvements in technology projected for the 21st century. The United States Commission on National Security for the 21st Century reports this, quote, "The most striking innovations of the next quarter century will occur in three basic categories and combinations thereof. These categories are information technology, biotechnology, and microelectromechanics," end of quote. Yes, God has given us freedom, the freedom to use our human potential for wondrous good. But too often, mankind has shown his preference to use it for evil. Once before in human history, God found it necessary to slow human development. Otherwise, we'd already have committed cosmicide, the total destruction of life on earth. At the Tower of Babel, God prevented mankind from developing too rapidly. He confused their language. If you have a Bible, turn to Genesis, the 11th chapter, Genesis 11 and verse 7. God said, "Come, let us go down, and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth." These builders sought to rebel against their Creator. The Bible records God's statement regarding their purpose and potential. Genesis 11, verse 5. "But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, 'Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them.'" Since that time, over 4,000 years ago, God has allowed humans to experiment with every form of government, religion, education, science, business, and entertainment. As I pointed out in a previous program, the experience of history and life itself should teach us a most profound lesson. Unless we learn that lesson very quickly, we'll continue to reap what we've sown. As the prophet Hosea said, in Hosea 8 and verse 7, "They sow the wind and reap the whirlwind." The greatest lesson all nations and peoples must learn is this. Human governments and institutions, apart from the government of God and the way of God, will only bring upon all of us total cosmicide, total destruction. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 21. "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake those days will be shortened." The good news of the new millennium is that the Creator God will intervene in the failed affairs of man. He will save us from ourselves. But right now, there are many serious problems facing planet Earth. What are some of the dangers we face? Again, the United States Commission on National Security concluded this about America's role in the next quarter century of the new millennium. "America will become increasingly vulnerable to hostile attack on our own homeland, and our military superiority will not entirely protect us. States, terrorists, and other disaffected groups will acquire weapons of mass destruction and mass disruption, and some will use them. Americans will likely die on American soil, possibly in large numbers," end of quote. A very sobering analysis, and yet an analysis that agrees with Bible prophecy. Yes, my friends, the nuclear dangers of the new millennium are very real. The end of the Cold War did not eliminate nuclear weapons. The Wall Street Journal quotes the commander of an American nuclear submarine as saying, quote, "My job is to protect the missiles and be ready to launch them if I'm told to," end of quote. The USS Wyoming submarine is prepared to launch 24 nuclear-tipped Trident II missiles. It would take only a half an hour for a missile to reach Moscow. Now consider another major threat, the dynamics of cyber war. Modern military alliances attack the electronic infrastructure of target countries. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff reported that the Serb computer networks were attacked electronically during the Kosovo air war. Analysts expect cyber wars featuring attacks against the electronic intelligence and computer infrastructure of modern and powerful nations. We can expect devastating cyber wars in the 21st century. Are you preparing for that future? We need to be praying, as Jesus taught us, "Thy kingdom come." If you want to be prepared for troubling times, you need to become familiar with a very important verse in the Bible. If you have your Bible, turn to Luke 21 and verse 36. "Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." You need to be spiritually watchful and alert, and you need to be praying always, as Jesus said. Then we can look forward to the real millennium, the kingdom of God on earth. In the next part of our program, we'll see what the Bible predicts about the new institutions of government, religion, and education, and what they'll be like in the real millennium. At this time, I'd like to offer you a free audio cassette of this program entitled, "The Real Millennium." You need to study about the startling reality of the coming kingdom of God to this earth. Many Christians believe they'll go to heaven and let the earth take care of itself. No, the true Christians, the true saints of God, will rule here, right on this earth. You need to be informed. With this audio tape, you'll have opportunity for personal Bible study on your own time. Be sure to request your free audio tape of this program. Just ask for "The Real Millennium." We also urge you to request your free copy of Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and practical principles of Christian living. Be sure to request Tomorrow's World magazine. There's no cost or obligation. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of "The Real Millennium" and Tomorrow's World magazine.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
In the first part of our program, we briefly discussed the expectations of the new millennium. There are exciting new technologies on the horizon, but along with the projected benefits from those technologies, there are projected dangers. Human beings seem bent on finding more efficient and powerful weapons of mass destruction. Now, can you actually know the future of the new millennium? Listen, the new millennium is very predictable. The nature of man has not changed for good. Have we eradicated genocide and war? Remember the ethnic cleansing and genocidal actions in Kosovo? That was 1999. Mankind is continuing on the road to self-destruction. Why? Because he doesn't know the way to peace. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse 17, "And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." But there's good news for the 21st century. Sometime soon, Jesus Christ is coming back to inaugurate the real millennium, the kingdom of God on earth. Again, in one American survey, 50% of those polled believe Jesus Christ will return to earth in the next 50 years. We expect that as well. In fact, we pray, "Thy kingdom come to this earth soon." The Bible speaks of a real millennium, a literal 1,000 years of world peace, not in the hands of selfish, vain, carnal, violent humans, but in the hands of a glorified spirit being, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Thank God, man's great experiment and failed way of selfishness is just about over. The encouraging news is that we will soon see, in this 21st century, the glory of the real millennium. Just what will it be like? Now, let's be clear on one message that Jesus preached. What was it? Turn in your Bibles to Mark, the first chapter, Mark 1 and verse 14. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand." As we've quoted the good news from Revelation 11:15 so many times before, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever." Our opportunities in the new millennium. First of all, let's also understand, as we've explained in previous programs, that when the kingdom of God comes, the glorified Christ and the newly immortalized saints will rule here on earth, not in heaven, and they'll rule over human nations. In this future millennium, a period of a literal 1,000 years, we'll witness lasting peace, joy, and prosperity. After the 1,000 years, the Bible reveals a final judgment period to follow the millennium. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up." So the earth will become molten and totally purified. At that point in time, every human being who has ever lived will either be glorified, immortalized as a child of God, or he will be as ashes, burned up, and totally destroyed. Then the ultimate completion of God's wonderful plan for humanity is described in the last two chapters of Revelation. God the Father will come to this earth to be with His glorified children for all eternity. He'll bring with Him the awesome city called the New Jerusalem. Revelation 21, verse 4 states, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things are passed away." So you see, there's a wonderful world to come. Tomorrow's world is going to be a reality. It's my dream, and it's my joy. And you can have a part in it if you turn to the King of the kingdom and the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Who else will be ruling with Christ? What does the Bible say about the form of government in the real millennium? Turn to Revelation, the 20th chapter, and verse 4. Now remember the faithful saints who have been martyred over the years? Revelation 20 and verse 4. "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Yes, there will be millions of saints ruling with Christ for 1,000 years. Just where will this kingdom be ruling? Up in heaven? No, here on earth. Now, one of the scriptures you'll want to mark in your Bible, if you haven't already, is Revelation 5 and verse 10. In the kingdom, faithful Christians will serve Christ as kings and priests. Revelation 5 and verse 10. "And have made us kings and priests to our God," now listen, "and we shall reign on the earth." Who else will be assisting the King of Kings in the New World Government? The prophet Ezekiel reveals that ancient King David will be ruling over the houses of Judah and Israel in the new millennium, the real millennium. You can read about that in Ezekiel chapters 34 and 37. Also, remember the promise Jesus made to the 12 apostles? Will they be ruling with Christ? Matthew 19 and verse 28. "Assuredly, I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of His glory, You who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Finally, we'll have right government with justice, peace, and prosperity for all. Now, who else will be a part of Christ's government? Remember the transfiguration on the Mount in Matthew, the 17th chapter? Moses and Elijah were pictured as being in the kingdom with Jesus. And Jesus also spoke of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob being in the kingdom in Luke 13 and verse 28. The Apostle Paul spoke of Abraham as the heir of the world in Romans 4, verse 13. Then the 11th chapter of Hebrews lists many other men and women of faith who will be a part of that world-ruling government. As glorified, immortalized spirit beings, the prophets, the apostles, and the saints will comprise the government of God over planet Earth in the new millennium. That's exciting news, and it's absolutely sure. Human beings and nations will only find the way to peace when the Prince of Peace rules over all the nations, and when human beings are taught to obey the Ten Commandments and the biblical laws of love instituted by the great lawgiver in heaven. Let me repeat an earlier statement. Nations and peoples have not yet learned one of the greatest lessons of history. That lesson is, human governments and institutions apart from the government of God and the way of God will only bring upon all of us total cosmicide, total destruction. Jesus and the apostles preached about a wonderful new world, tomorrow's world. They preached the gospel, the good news of the coming kingdom of God on earth. You've been hearing that gospel today. As Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." In summary, what can we expect in the near future? We can expect that the new millennium, that is the beginning of the 21st century, will continue to experience the misrule of human beings. But that will soon come to an end. The new millennium, as we call it, will be replaced by the real millennium, the genuine millennium, when the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, will rule all the nations. When Christ returns and institutes the kingdom of God on earth, when he institutes the real millennium, representatives from all nations will travel to the capital of the world, Jerusalem. They'll submit to a new world order, and they'll want to learn from the new system of education, government, and the religion centered in Jerusalem. There are several scriptures that describe the wonderful time that lies ahead of us. Micah 4 and verse 2. "Many nations shall come and say, 'Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But every one shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken." Human beings, apart from obedience to their Creator, apart from his laws and his way of life revealed in the Bible, will self-destruct. The United States Commission on National Security for the 21st Century made this sobering comment, quote, "The future is also one of rising stakes for good and for ill. Humanity may find ways to compose its disagreements, succor its poor, heal its sick, and find new purpose and common global goals. But if it fails at these tasks, it stands to fail more spectacularly than ever." End of quote. Let's understand, humanity will fail, and that's a guarantee. My friends, there's a new world coming. It's called the Kingdom of God. It will absolutely be the most wonderful, practical, glorious future anyone could ever imagine. And it may happen in your lifetime, certainly in the lifetime of your children and grandchildren. There is hope for the world. In tomorrow's world, we'll experience a world without pollution and poverty, a world of sustainable agriculture and good weather, a world with one religion, a world with freedom from violence and crime. The world to come is real. It does not depend on the efforts of selfish human beings. It is a part of the sure and promised plan of salvation for all humanity. It does not depend on your believing it or my believing it, because God has announced it. He has guaranteed 1,000 years of peace. As the scriptures state, the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. We're living in dangerous times. The real millennium, the kingdom of God, has not yet arrived. In John 9 and verse 4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. The living church of God is striving to do just that. As God gives us the open doors, we'll continue to walk through them to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. In the meantime, if you have any questions and would like a minister to visit you, please let us know. We'll also encourage you to study your Bible and check up on what we say. To help you with your study of the real millennium, we'd like to offer you a free audio tape of this program. You need to be informed. With this audio tape, you'll have opportunity for personal Bible study on your own time, and you'll be able to review the scriptural references and information we've covered on this program. There's no cost or obligation, so pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape entitled The Real Millennium.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
We hope you'll join us each and every week on Tomorrow's World. Dr. Meredith and I will be discussing Bible prophecy and the future of the world and the glorious potential for every human being as revealed in your Bible. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
The informative audio cassette offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. That address again is www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.